Okay, so how can you tackle definitions? Let's take alcohol, my favorite. Alcohol is a series of compounds of carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen. So if you think of those letters C, H, and O, and then think of alcohol as causing hangovers, C-H-A, then you'll always remember this definition. Now, here's another definition. An allotrope is an element that can exist in different forms, like carbon. Carbon can be tough, like diamond, or it can be a soft carbon, like graphite. So it has many allotropic forms. So think of different forms of shapes out of a rope. A lot of rope tricks. Allotropic. Get your children onto this now. They'll just mop up the periodic table. Again, just imagine how useful that would be as a basis for learning chemistry. Every time you hear the name of an element, you're already familiar with it, and you know its atomic number. You could learn it in a day. Okay, once you train your memory. Just to demonstrate the principle of learning these elements, I want you to form another journey. Let's say around your old chemistry lab at school, if you can remember that, or just maybe the grounds of your school. I'm going to feed you the first 10 elements in order. But first, we're going to need some associations. When I say the word hydrogen, just think of an explosion, a hydrogen bomb. Helium, think of a helium balloon, lighter than air. Lithium, what's the nearest thing you've got to that? How about a lighter? Beryllium, which is the fourth element, think of somebody you know called Beryl. Boron, think of boring a hole. Carbon, which is the sixth item, well, think of a pencil. Nitrogen. Nitrogen, I think of somebody rowing in the night, so think of a canoe. Oxygen, think of an oxygen mask. Fluorine, imagine some flour. And finally, neon, the 10th element. Think of a nice bright neon light. Okay, now you've got ready-made associations. What you need to do is put them in a location. So now, pause the program and work out a journey around your school. And when you're ready, come back. Okay, you're ready with those 10 stages now. Immerse yourself at the first stage. And when I call out the element, just visualize its association. Okay, here we go. Hydrogen. Next stage. Helium. Lithium. Beryllium. Boron, carbon, nitrogen, oxygen, fluorine, and neon. Keep thinking all the time. Okay, now go back to the first stage. Just let the images wash over you. You're at the first stage of the journey. What do you see? You should be seeing an explosion. Hydrogen. Next stage. Something floating, a balloon. Helium. Next stage. Lithium. Keep going now. Beryllium. Boron, carbon, nitrogen, oxygen, fluorine, and that neon light, neon. And again, if you'd have made a little marker along your journey, like you know where the fifth stage is, which is where the boron was, I could then say to you, well, give me the fourth element, atomic number 4. You'd say From your internal geography, you'd say beryllium. You just have to go back one stage from boron. And if I say, give me the seventh element, you go two forward from boron, which gives you nitrogen. And if you really wanted to be smart, you could go backwards. You could go neon, fluorine, oxygen, etc. So really, this is the key to learning to learn. Always look for associations, make connections the whole time in whatever you're learning. And after a while, it's going to become automatic. Practice, look at the guidebook. You've got plenty of examples there. You go through all 50 states. And when it comes to chemistry, don't look at them as boring old elements. Bring them to life. Animate them. Think of hydrogen as a hydrogen bomb. But above all, enjoy learning. So, until the next session, keep practicing your quantum memory power exercises.